And now let's go to another community where one wealthy family is creating jobs. It's in Venezuela, which has suffered its share of political turmoil. The president, Hugo Chavez, uses revolutionary rhetoric that has incited poor squatters to invade large farms. Chavez says rich landowners care little about the poor. But one of those landowners, whose land was invaded, has welcomed the squatters. His name is Alberto Vollmer. He's providing his polarized country with a lesson in how to get along. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Venezuela's Hacienda Santa Teresa.
A tour guide welcomes people to the 212-year-old hacienda, about an hour's drive outside of Caracas. The sun is shining on row upon row of sugarcane. The smell of molasses is in the air, and tourists are drinking as they tour Santa Teresa, famous for producing some of Latin America's best rum. On this day, the tourists include a group of senior citizens, among them Hermenia Gavidia. She gushes about the rum and, after a taste testing, jokes that what she needs is a bed. But Santa Teresa is also celebrated as the testing ground for an unusual social experiment. It's an experiment that's won renown for Alberto Vollmer, Santa Teresa's president, and also brought social peace. That's permitted Santa Teresa to thrive like never before. Its vast distillery, as the tour guide explains, turning cane into rum that's exported to 27 countries. The Vollmer family's foray into social work might seem incompatible with their patrician roots. They're among Venezuela's wealthiest, and Santa Teresa has been in the family's hands since 1885. But when dozens of families invaded in 2000, just a year after Chavez took office, Vollmer didn't fight back. He instead offered land and home building expertise, working with squatters and government officials to create a community for landless people.
We said this isn't just going to be a piece of land where you're going to build improvised housings. We're going to design what the houses are going to look like.
The neighborhood carved out of the hacienda now features 100 sturdy homes. In exchange, the owners agreed to pay state-sponsored mortgages and make sure their kids went to school. Jumila Aquino is among the proud homeowners.
Thank God we have a dignified home that I can use for my children. It's big. It has two bedrooms, a bathroom, living room, kitchen, and a really big patio. It seems like somebody else's house. That's my house.
Vollmer's willingness to work with the squatters irritated some elites, but it won him kudos from a government that's usually hostile to the wealthy. 3 years later, something else happened that led Vollmer on yet another crusade.
We were mugged.
Gang members had stolen a security officer's gun. Vollmer directed his guards to capture the young delinquents. Then he made them an offer they couldn't refuse. Either work for free on his hacienda for 3 months and accept psychological help and job training, or be turned over to the local police. The gang members went for Vollmer's first offer.
So I thought, wow, this is a huge opportunity. You know, they've given us the most important thing they have, which is their identity. So let's go ahead with this. Let's see what we can do.
Soon, other gang members wanted in. That gave Vollmer another idea.
Dale, va. Oi!
He told them they had to play rugby. It's not popular in baseball-crazed Venezuela, but Vollmer's fanatical about the sport. He says it teaches discipline and teamwork. The former gang members come from barrios like the one just up the hill from Santa Teresa. Music blares from boomboxes, and teenagers huddle on corners. Jose Arrieta is a former gang member and one of the first to join Vollmer's program. He now works in Santa Teresa.
It's rare to find someone who believes in you. And when that happens, you feel proud that someone so important and interesting shows confidence. And that's what drives you to do things the way they should be done.
Program members continue living in barrios, where violence has claimed the lives of 5 in recent months. And others have dropped out. But dozens have graduated to a law-abiding life. Vollmer said a key to success has been ensuring the young men play a lead role in improving their own lives.
It's not a handout, it's thinking of something sustainable, and it's actually bringing them up to much better standards that are much better for them.
Vollmer says the lesson he's learned is simple. If you negotiate, he says, your enemy can become your friend. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Hacienda Santa Teresa, Venezuela.